Kitty bites.
Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and I have a little special treat for you. I have the bloopers from the mental health episode. So this is basically the stuff that I cut out of the regular recording. It's hopefully slightly entertaining. The bloopers that I have for my next episode is highly entertaining, at least. And I just thought I'd release these separately since the original file was going to be so very long already. Also, I wanted to update you on the scary computer situation. So as it turned out, I think I got the last episode out just under the wire. But the Patreon website says that I got it out on October 1st. So they may not be counting it. I got it up like within minutes and it's, I don't know, the date is wrong. It might be something about my time zone settings. I'm not sure. Either way, if you're a Patreon, if you're a patron, rather, of this show, you may or may not have been charged for September. If that is the case, you may get charged twice in October. If that's going to be an issue, you can limit your pledges per month. Just go into Patreon and say, I only want to be charged once a month. That means that I will... If they count this as, count the last episode as part of October, that means I just didn't get it for September, and I will just have to live with that. And this is the downside of doing it per episode instead of per monthly, but you know what? That's fine. That's completely fine, and it just means that I didn't get it out soon enough. In the future, I'll have to know that I need at least a couple hours so that I can get around the time zones. And that's that. In the meantime, the computer situation is insane. So far, it seems that I have everything working. Sierra did not work well for the computer. It ended up doing some crazy crashes, and that did not make me happy. And so I ended up having to restore it to my Time Machine backup of Yosemite. I then downloaded and formatted a USB key so I could install Yosemite fresh. But here's the kicker. Since I did that, I haven't been having any problems. Now, granted, I still don't have the full Creative Cloud. I just have three of my main programs. I'm not connecting to the cloud, but I haven't had any spinning beach balls. I haven't had, I mean, outside the norm, I haven't had any slowdowns. The computer's actually been running better than it has in previous months. I don't know what happened. Knock on wood, let's hope that I don't have to do anything. But I am making sure that I save backups of everything that I do so that I can transfer if need be. We're just hoping that things are going to work. Otherwise, I'll have to reboot and reformat from the USB key. But it seems like my computer is living for another day, which is very, very helpful. And I know that this kind of talk may be boring for some people, but I was at my wit's end and really, really upset. And the fact that I feel like I wasted a whole week and then to be right back where I before where I started and have no rhyme or reason. There's no logical sense why this is working. Then again, there was no logical sense why it wasn't working. So October's episode should be coming out fairly soon because I do have it recorded. I just need to edit it because I know that some people put a lot of F-bombs in there and I have to take care of that. Thanks a lot, guys. Anyway, enjoy the bloopers for mental health. And next month's episode is all about fan entitlement. See ya.
Bye, Andy.
Hey-o, how's it going?
Hey!
Oh, battery dilemma. Yeah, I'm good today.
Hey!
Andy, do you have headphones? I think we lost Andy for a minute. Wait till the battery gets fixed. So I recorded another podcast earlier today with Jason and Jared Axelrod about fan entitlement, and that went really well.
Oh, you see... I was going to say to you, if you need a guest, I'll totally come on that one. But I would have yelled for about an hour about Supernatural. So it would have been a very long podcast.
We very briefly talked about it, but we didn't go crazy into detail there. But we did talk about how some of the Supernatural fans are a little scary. Although it was funny because not to attract their ire, I'm like, a certain TV show that's been going on for, I don't know, 13 seasons on the CW.
Yes, a certain show.
Yes, yes.
That's gone on way too long.
Okay, so you can see over my shoulder. That is not my shoulder devil, but that is Tech.
Hello.
He could be known as your shoulder devil.
He could be.
I've been known as worse. I'm okay with that.
But I think that's you, Claire, because you are the Claire devil. Yes, this is the drawing that Claire has done of me, which is awesome. I already showed it to Tech. Cool. Andy, can you say a couple things for me?
I need to send it to you.
Nope, not hearing you.
We have no volume. Sorry, Andy. I love the confused look. That really sells it.
So, since you can't hear him, Claire, you can't tell that you and Andy are actually in the same time zone.
Ah, nice.
Yes.
Whereabouts? Whereabouts is Andy?
I don't know. Somewhere in England.
On the tiny island with me.
South Africa. I don't know.
South Africa. It's all the same.
It's funny because I heard Andy before.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's weird. I always try it. Yeah. What's the poster behind you,
Letty? Which one?
The one of the guy kind of doing this. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's Bela Lugosi in a blood drive poster from the 1960s.
Yep.
Nice. I can only see sort of this.
It's the New York Health and Racket Club, in association with the New York Blood Service, presents a Halloween Buckets of Blood Drive, All Hallows Day, Tuesday, October 31st, 1967, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the New York Health and Racket Club, 110 West 56th Street.
I was, I helped a printer, they did on an anniversary, I helped them do a reprint of it, but they had, the original poster did not have the year. So I had to help him find a font that would match the year. And in the end, it turned out he's like, they were my basic block letters. And luckily, I still had them. But I was like, I can invent them. I can draw them. And so he ended up giving me one of the posters. It was a very limited run. I think they ended up selling for like a couple $100. So
cool.
What's Andy,
the movie poster on the other side?
Which poster? That one?
Yeah, that's the a poster from a movie called The 95ers, made by a friend of ours named James Durham. It was a short movie that he made in order to sell the rest of the franchise. It's a fantastic movie made in his kitchen, and it's amazing with tight camera work and a little bit of post editing what you can do when you when your heart's in it. And it's signed by him. It was made by him and his brother and his wife at the time. Look up the names James Durham and see what the rest of the stuff this guy can do. He's amazing.
I think it's like a 60 to 90 minute movie, and it took them 10 years to finish. His next movie, Thirst, just came out, and that only took, I think, like, what, a year or two?
Yeah, and I certainly hold no bias towards James Durham and the project of Thirst, certainly not because I did consulting work for it and not because I was involved. he even gave me a credit, but hey... certainly not because this guy is the reason why I now can get my own IMDb page. But check out James Durham. He's awesome. Andy, can we hear you yet?
No. Hello? Wait. There we go. Heard you.
How's the volume?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. And you have earbuds. Awesome. So just a couple of ground rules. Because the podcast, I try to keep it at a PG rating. Please refrain from swearing. If you swear, that means I have to edit.
Burrito.
I don't like doing that. And, of course, he's going to start.
I make that joke every time.
That's okay. Jared's the one that is going to make me edit the last podcast. Mm. And the other thing is, if you're not going to be talking for a while, muting your mic just makes the audio come out a little bit clearer. But other than that, I think we are ready to start. Because Google has changed the way that they do things and Hangouts is not really a thing, this is a YouTube Live, we do not have the QA portion, unfortunately. But I did tell people that they could send us comments and questions to my Twitter. They didn't last time, so they probably won't this time. So we are missing that component of the live broadcast, unfortunately. But this is going live on YouTube, so people can watch it as we are recording it. And then I edit it later and I put it on an MP3 feed. Did I cover everything? Everybody knows everybody. Claire, Andy, Tech, Nutty. Yeah. Awesome. All right.
I'm Tech. Hey, can I get a request?
What?
Can I get an intro this time?
Did I not introduce you last
time?
No,
as a matter of fact, you ignored me.
Why didn't you throw peanuts at me or something?
Because that would be rude. It's your podcast. I just chose to be the silent voice in the background.
Well, you are my shoulder devil.
Well, I do that.
I did thank you at the end, though.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that.
Okay.
I got my shoulder devil here.
Yeah, you never did the hi, I'm Tech.
Oh. No, because you wouldn't let me. Who is that shoulder devil? Oh, he's cool.
It's Daredevil.
Oh, nice.
Hello, YouTube land. This is Nuke Chess. And we're going to be recording an episode of Nutty Bites. And I will do the whole intro thing, whatever. But if you are watching live, we've lost the QA portion. If you want to leave comments or anything, you can send a tweet to @NukeChess. Have fun spelling that. Or @the_clock_doc. Or Maya @MayaFire. Maya Fire, there we go, I can speak, or @AndrewLuke, and I'm sure one of us will say, hey, I got a tweet, somebody wants to say something.
No one ever sends me a tweet, I'm good.
No, you're good. Okay, so I'm going to start the introduction for the MP3 feed. We're starting...
Sorry, hold on, technical difficulties.
I turned your mic off. All right. So that we don't have to hear the farting noises.
All right, there we go, we're done. Okay, cool, never mind.
Okay, okay.
Carry on.
There we go.
All right, I'm back. you can't have ADD or ADHD. Sorry, Nutty. You can't.
Claire?
Oh, yes.
You have to repeat it sometimes. She is part deaf.
I have something. I am deaf, yeah. talking about in infirmities, that's another one I have.
You're talking about influences or portrayals. And I couldn't think of any portrayals, but I can think about a person in the media spotlight that is ill that I wish all the best and all the Godspeed. It's Joni Mitchell.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Famous Canadian singer-songwriter, amazing folk singer and multi-instrumentalist and songwriter and poet. And
she's looked at clouds
from
both sides.
She's looked at
from
both sides now. One of my yeah. favorite songs yeah. of all time, but she is...
Excellent. Okay, and I'm going to stop the broadcast. Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
thank
guys.
You for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Indeed.
I feel really bad because I just said UK at the beginning of the podcast. I hope that's not on the recording. And realizing that I am a horrible, horrible person because Belfast is not in the UK.
Oh, it is.
Oh, is it? Well.
And also, the UK is officially not pretty much united anymore because Scotland wants to go independent at the moment. And who
exactly.
knows?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. that's the one good thing about Brexit, I'm thinking, is like 26 plus 6 may equal 1, but, you know.
I was a teacher on a course here at the school, and one of the soldiers that was a student happened to he was a British soldier for 16 years. He did 2 tours to Ireland during the Troubles, and you know, Nutty being of Irish descent, you know, we were having fun with this, and I was, you know, my wife, she does this really weird Irish math. I've never seen anything like it. I don't understand it. Paul, would you know what 26 plus 6 equals 1 means? And he looks at me with the most hateful look in his eyes. That's not funny. Be quiet. Anyway, it was worth a laugh in the classroom. It was fun.
He just likes to poke fun at my family.
Right.
You know, Catholics from Northern Ireland.
Right. And then my friend Owen, the Protestant from the South.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him.
From a family who are Masons and members of the Loyal Orange. Yeah, no. And when the two of them get into the same room, we have like small, low grade reenactions in my living room. It's always fun at a party to watch these two bicker.
Yeah, but his family's like so separated from Ireland. Like it's not even the same. You know, like, he doesn't have family in Ireland anymore. can't go to the family farm.
Hey, to make matters even worse, he's adopted.
Yeah, there's that, too. I always forget about that part. But then, hey, Vinny's just as Irish as anybody else.
I meant to say to you earlier when we were recording, when you said the thing about with PTSD, it's not just from like a combat or mm-hmm. a traumatic event or anything. Mm. I forgot to say on when we're recording, I got I was off work for 3 months with stress. This was my horrible, evil office job with mm-hmm. the man talking about the film Brazil. And I left that job. I got my doctor diagnosed me with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
absolutely.
Oh yeah, you absolutely can get it from a stressful environment. Yeah,
traumatic stress can be any type of traumatic stress.
Yeah.
But you know,
I had for the first time I had a panic attack and my arms went paralyzed. I couldn't. Because I had such a severe panic attack, they just completely, and that's how stressed I was. And the fact that he said that I had PTSD after that, I, you know, I'm not surprised because that's how stressed I was constantly when I was there.
Yeah, absolutely. I can believe it.
Yeah.
Panic attacks are not fun.
No.
Don't like them.
No.
Nope.
Hate them.
Hate them.
But then they're like, oh, but you're an Army warrant officer. You've done tours to Afghanistan. You're like so hip and with it, and you're so collected when you're in front of your troops or you're in front of a classroom teaching. You can't possibly have an anxiety disorder. Ha! You'd think so.
You
don't live with me.
No, you don't. So thank you.
Like saying about people like Chris Evans, the actor.
Yeah.
Who seems very confident and very funny. He's been open about he has anxiety. He's got social anxiety,
mm-hmm.
which is
mm-hmm.
why he always has his mum or his brother at any premieres or anything with him. And he's
gets very nervous
about appearing in public.
The voice of Bobby's World. What's his name?
Oh, Howie Mandel.
Yeah, Howie Mandel, who mm-hmm. is a hypochondriac. He can't shake people's hands. He's the guy that popularized the fist bump because he just can't bring himself to shake people's hands. Robert Platt, the guy who played Chief on the original 1960s sitcom Get
so
Smart.
Sad.
I love the character of the Chief, and he always seems to be this collected and with it guy, but he was so introverted and he was so self-conscious. At the end of every take, he would get really sad, look at the director and go, was that good enough? Did I do a good enough job? Are you going to keep that take? I felt like I did bad. I did horrible. Oh, wow. I'm letting the whole production down. And a few years after the show ended, he killed himself.
Yeah.
And he was a wonderfully talented baritone opera singer. He was a stage actor. He was a film actor. He was an amazingly talented person, but he was just so self-conscious that he couldn't live with himself. And it's a horrible thing.
That reminds me, doesn't Barbara Feldon's book talk a bit about her mental health and bipolar and stuff like that?
Single
and loving it?
Single and loving it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. You're reminding me, by the way, have you seen the video that The Rock did recently?
No.
No, I haven't seen it.
I'm trying to do the eyebrow thing.
Yeah. he did a video where he's talking about his history of depression and that he's been diagnosed with depression for a long, long time. And he's one of the big low points in his career and his life was after he got cut from the CFL, which is the Canadian Football League. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I have nothing, you know. And he eventually got into wrestling, mm-hmm. but this is before wrestling. Like he got cut from CFL and he thought, you know, his life was over and he really struggled with depression for a good long time and suicidal thoughts and things like that. And he did a really great video where he talks about it and
look it up.
Yeah. It's really great. Cause you know, we think of The Rock as a superhero.
He's really into like motivational stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he has the app, the Rock Clock, which I love, which you can get like an alarm in the morning and it's The Rock waking you up and he's just like, yeah, let's go. And it's really good.
I need to get that. That is awesome.
Yeah, I love that one.
I've just popped into my brain, obviously, that we didn't mention was Robin Williams, because since his death, much more public speaking about living with depression, that kind of thing. So
well, and his got to bring that up. His death also made so many people more aware and we started having conversations. Yeah. How did we not think of that? Well, I'm glad I'm still recording this.
I know.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Joni Mitchell is suffering from what's called Morgellons syndrome.
Morgellons, that's it.
Mm. Oh. And she had a brain aneurysm last year and she's recovering. She has her full senses, but speech is difficult and she's painting and drawing every day. But Morgellons syndrome, informal name given to a self-diagnosed skin condition that is better explained as a delusional infestation in a majority of cases, according to a study conducted by the CDC, as well as general consensus within the medical community. As she says, quote, I have this weird incurable disease that seems like it's from outer space, but my health is the best it's been in a while.
Oh, goody. Mm. Poor Joni.
Poor Joni.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us today, guys. I had a blast. I'm glad we were finally able to do this. We've been talking about it for a couple of months now, so it's nice that finally get around to doing it. And who knows, maybe in a year or so, we might do a part two.
Yeah.
Hopefully sweet. There'll be more representations in the media. All right.
Before that, I will speak to you on Defenders.
Nancy. Yes. See you then. Bye, everyone.
Check it out. Thanks.
With OCD to go through.
Nice
and,
to meet like, you, Andy.
Re-edit the show so that everything's in the proper chronological order.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jared Axelrod.
What's in your hand?
Set it on the ground. I said on the ground.
And look, it's a microphone, okay? It's just a microphone. I do a show called The Voice of Free Planet X for Galactic Public Radio.
Who let you in here?
Oh, I'm a reporter. No one lets me in anywhere. I travel to other planets and alternate Earths.
Wait, you've been to other worlds?
Yeah. I use this gravity-based fold processor.
Nice! Wrist-mounted? You must have backed the Kickstarter.
Which means I've met some unusual people.
I am Kix the Kung Fu Clown, and I, with the help of my fellow members of Odd Fellows Local 157, saved that goddamn world from an evil your waking mind can barely comprehend.
They will come for this jewel we call home, and we, the children of the Deator, will have to prove our worthiness by destroying them before they can claim it.
Have you ever seen the cockles of a heart? They are cavernous things, like oubliettes. You could bury anything for ages down there.
I'm from your future, remember? I've heard this episode already, centuries ago, and I dug it up yesterday. How else do you think I knew all of my lines?
As if your small little mind could ever comprehend the weight that is the crown of the Scarlet Sector.
Gorga cannot get inside package.
Well, you should have taken it then if you didn't know how to open it.
Gorga want inside package.
You know, as a fungaloid myself, I feel like, yeah, we're all connected. But I also thought, well, how stupid are these people like, you know, well, if I may say so, like humans, who don't get that? Like, what does it take?
The Voice of Free Planet X. True stories of fictional people. Only at planetx.libsyn.com.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.